Good afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hello.
And this is Deliberate Noise. We're going to start off today's show with lots of tunes by bands who are playing in Vancouver this week. There are so many shows happening. I wanted to play a little bit from each one. But then the majority of the rest of the show is going to feature a whole bunch of LGBTQ content because it's Pride Week.
Woo!
Woo, 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 woo! So we'll get a little bit more into Pride events happening this week. But first off, playing this Wednesday, July 31st at Fortune Sound, here is the Marias with their song Clueless on CITR. Oh, and content warning, I think they say the S word in this song. Beware.
Slip away, I let it go and feel alright. Another level overnight. Can't fit this feeling, dust off my side. Another reason to try. You got me thinking I'm close. Can't be the only words that you told me, making me feel like I'm. Say it, daddy. Don't talk about it. I'm tired of feeling so. Tell me I can't take this shit no more, baby. Can't be the only. How's it feel? What's that you told me? Making me feel like. Tell me I can't take this shit no more, baby. Can't say it, daddy. How's it feel? Don't talk about it. We'll be right back.
I use my computer for everything. Heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Documentary.
Nanami Ozone with the track 3 Mile Drive from their new album, No. They're from Phoenix, Arizona, and they're coming all the way over here to play a show with Kamikaze Nurse, Jock Tears, and Rag on Thursday at Redgate. That is Thursday, August 1st. Wow, August, Claire. What? What even? How? Okay, I don't know. Kamikaze Nurse had the track before that, Sun Song. And I just want to mention, I think it's Jock Tears' last show.
Yeah.
Because Jock Tears is a band no more. Yeah. They were great.
They were great.
Bought their album, you know, just love. So much love for that band. Okay, whoa. So much before that. The Beths had the song Uptown Girl a few songs ago. They're going to be playing at the Biltmore on Wednesday, July 31st. And then before the Beths, I played Dumb, I played Bodega, and I played B-Boys. And those three bands you can catch at Fortune Sound Club on August 1st. Is that right? I think that's right.
I'd love to see Dumb play Fortune.
Really?
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting.
I think any band playing Fortune is interesting. I who have I seen there? I think I saw Dead Ghosts and like Necking play Fortune. That was like, I feel like that was maybe a year ago. It was a long time ago. Yeah, and it was like a strange vibe. Yeah, Fortune's kind of a weird place to see a band. But those bands are awesome, and B-Boys are coming from afar. And Bodega also from New York. Cool. Whole bunch of shows. Check those out. Another show. I've mentioned this one before. This one's happening on Saturday, August 4th, and it's the Pride at Redgate show, and everyone should go to it. I heard that our friend Isabel Orr, aka DJ Isabel Patience, will be DJing it after the bands play. Possibly. We shall see. But you can catch Devours, Nonla, Biawana, The Trolls, Kylie V, and Diva Palava Laguna August 4th at Redgate. Let's get into some of the people playing that show. Here is Devours with Garnet Graves.
Heaven is wide, I'm floating above, an ocean of wax, evading the sun.
We're built the something beautiful. I just wanna flex it. Say I'm irreplaceable. Say it, but don't text it. I'll be the one that you hold. Your ex is getting jealous. It's gonna be you and me. I think that it's critical. Someone get the medic. My body's working overtime, singing something reckless. Love is in the air tonight. Got me feeling breathless. It's gonna be you.
I wanna hold your hand.
Your Man from the Demos album by Non-Law.
Non-Law? Come on, Nina.
Wait, what?
It's French.
Non-La? Really?
Non-La.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah.
It's... Okay.
We'll debate this later.
I feel embarrassed. thanks, Claire. Before non-la. Before that, Kylie V, the song Protection Society. Be a Wanna before that with You and Me. And then Devourers at the Top with Garnet Graves. Catch all those and more Saturday at Redgate. August 4th for the Pride at Redgate show. It's going to be amazing. Okay, you're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM, and it's time for the toilet seat cover. So
I'm really looking forward to this.
Okay, I didn't want to do this, but I didn't have any other bathrooms, so this is gonna have to do. How personal should I get?
Very personal.
I was on a date at this bar called this bar called Soap, and I reviewed the bathroom in the form of
during the date
being intoxicated and being in the bathroom and filming myself doing it, and then I guess I'll just play the audio of the video.
Yeah,
you guys don't have to like see it,
but I wish you could.
I'm just gonna hold it close to the mic and see what happens. Yeah, all right, so this is the bathroom at Soap.
Bathroom at Soap, which is a bar. It does smell like soap in here.
Good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a good size, really bright. There's this nice full-length mirror. I'm just gonna pee now and like check it out.
This is where it gets personal.
There's paper towels, which is kind of lame.
Like no hand dryer? That's why it's lame.
Probably not.
Okay.
There is a fan, which is nice.
Fan was nice. You could poo.
A bunch of extra stuff over there. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just going to put this down for a second.
You're like opening the cleaning cabinet.
Yep. I don't know.
Wait, where's the toilet paper?
Where's the toilet paper?
I don't know where the toilet paper is. Uh-oh. I'm actually freaking out. I'm scared. Is it only paper towels? Am I too drunk? And like, what is that?
I think I'm about to swear. Content warning.
I just don't know.
Can you say the F word, I think?
Oh my god, I shouldn't have done that. Oh,
I broke the cabinet.
Fuck, okay. I think I have to use these.
Have to use paper towels?
Did I go in the wrong bathroom? Oh my god.
The wrong bathroom. I don't know even know.
Is this you wiping?
Shh. I was on a date, Claire.
So thorough.
know.
Okay, I'm gonna
feeling
better. Just cut it off there, because I just proceed to wipe for a long time. Anyway, I don't know if that summed it up, but I think there was two like bathrooms, like individual bathrooms. So I went in one of them, and I said the wrong one because like I chose the one with no toilet paper, which happened to me last week. If you remember, when I went to the projection room and there was no toilet paper,
and
I had
you said that
paper towels. Yeah, it's like, why is this happening to me?
You got bad luck. You've got to start carrying around your own roll,
dude. Maybe I don't know, or just like tissues, like soft ones, like not these crinkly. Anyway, bathroom with soap was okay. I think I summed it up in the first sentence. It does smell like soap in here. That's really all you need to know.
I just looked up photos of the bar. It looks very cool.
I think it's like really new.
What a cool place to be.
Yeah, really bougie place. cover. Let's play a cover. This one is by Lauren Ruth Ward. I did not know who this was, but my friend Asia recommended her. And she has a beautiful voice. And she is apparently engaged, I think, to the singer LP.
Oh.
I played one of her covers a few weeks back as well.
Love LP.
And this song is called Love Her Madly. It's a cover of The Doors. But like Lauren Ruth Ward is obviously a lesbian, but then the music video portrays a straight couple. And I was like, that's really
interesting.
Boring. Anyway, let's play the cover. This is Lauren Ruth Ward covering The Doors' Love Her Madly.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her madly? Wanna be her daddy? Don't you love her? Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? Just like she did 1,000 times before. Don't you love the door? Oh, your love. Oh, your love. Oh, your she did 1,000 times before.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Discorder magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Emily Toyota from their EP, I Don't Want to Play Your Show. It's a song, Why Can't You? I love that song.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. I have so many shows that I want to mention.
It's a big weekend.
It is a huge weekend for dancing and for pride stuff and queer stuff. And a lot of it is happening kind of in the same vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably like hit up multiple of these in one night.
You could also show up to Red Gate at probably any moment during the weekend and there would be stuff going on.
That is 100% true. So, okay, I'm just going to get into it. So one that I'm pretty excited about, it's called LIP, Vancouver Queer Pride 2019. It is Saturday, August 3rd at Red Gate. So from their little written description, LIP is a queer party series that began in Montreal in 2014, organized by Frankie Teardrop. They're coming to Vancouver to host LIP on August 3rd. And there will be DJ sets by Frankie Teardrop, Softy Shan, Dance Authority, and XO, and a performance by Kendall Gender. And then they wrote a little paragraph that I want to read out. Don't forget, Pride started as a riot against police brutality. Marsha P. Johnson, a Black trans woman, and Sylvia Rivera, a Latinx trans woman, were two of the first to actively resist the police in 1969, who had raided the Stonewall Inn, which was a bar that welcomed drag queens and trans people who were otherwise shunned from spaces. It is 2019, and queer people, especially trans people of color, still face violence every day. To our straight allies and those who face less oppressive barriers, Pride doesn't just happen one day of the year. Protect and stand up for people in the LGBTQ2S+ communities on a daily basis, and above all, educate your friends who may be misinformed. Thank you, Lip, for that. Cool. Go to Lip, dance your butt off on Saturday at Redgate.
Get sweaty.
But if that doesn't appeal to you, just wait, there's more. Do you want to read the next one, Claire?
So the next one is Level Up Pride, which is a queer hip-hop and rap dance party on Sunday, August 4th at Eastside Studios Warehouse, which is on Malcolm Avenue. It's a really, really fun party space. And there's going to be DJs Softy Shan, Zam Zam, Coda, Gallipoo, and Kendall Gender is also doing a performance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a dance battle.
Yeah, with a cash prize.
A cash prize?
What?
But wait, there's more. The Friday coming up, Man Up is having a Pride event at the same space, the Eastside Studios on Malkin Avenue. Mm. And I think that's going to be equally good.
Mm-hmm. So there's your Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
Even there's one on Thursday. Wow, this whole week is just party. On Thursday, August 1st at 238 East 1st Avenue, you can go to Bottom, which is a queer pride dance party hosted by drag superstars Southeast and Venus Cunt. They'll be spinning Chicago House and New Disco from an all-local lineup.
And 238 East 1st, just FYI, is right off Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Close to Red Truck.
Nice.
Brewing.
Thanks, Claire. What have we missed? Ooh, almost forgot. Another one on Friday. God, how is anyone going to decide which one to go to? It's tough. If you are really keen on Redgate and just sticking there the whole weekend, you can go to Bossy. What do you do when there's an X?
Times.
Bossy Times.
I don't know. I've done a lot of math.
I've never had to read that out loud. When it's like they combine two different like dance things.
Mm-hmm.
Bossy and Dame are combining.
They're multiplying.
Yeah. So DJs Softy Shan, Sugar Brown, Mom, and then Dame DJs Paisley Eva, Hannah K, and KC. So if that was all just like really confusing and all of those meshed in your head when you heard that, I think we'll just type that all out and put it in our episode description. But all of those events you can probably find on Facebook, or you can just probably look them up. But
start hydrating now.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't even know. I don't even know how I'm going to decide which one of those to go to.
We'll have to roll a dice.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Cool. Let's play a couple more tunes before we go. This is from the Chicago-based musician Supernova. And this is from their album American Queers. It's called Glitter and Blood.
Clear and blood and glitter and blood.
The amazing Jackie Shane. That was Stand Up Straight and Tall. Whew, okay. End of the hour, Claire.
That was packed.
Yeah. We played gems. Like, that was 15 songs. That was great.
It's a lot, guys.
That was a lot. Thank you for listening to Deliberate Noise. And we'll be back next Monday at 5 with more LGBTQ plus content, full playlist of that for next week. And I hope everybody goes and has a lot of fun this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks a lot of water.
Yeah.
Wears really fabulous outfits. And don't lose your phone in the club.
Yes.
Don't want to do that.
Get a fanny pack or something. Seriously, they're very useful.
I know everybody has one, but...
That's... For a reason. They're so useful.
Claire, I will never. I will never. I just won't. Before we go, I just want to mention CITR and Discorders having a super fun night of collage and making posters. I said that wrong. Poster making and collaging fun night. Fun postering times. Tomorrow, Tuesday, at Redgate, 7 to 9 p.m. Poster making collage night at Redgate with limited bevies and snacks, but an immeasurable amount of good vibes. I just have a feeling that Dora wrote that. we'll bring the supplies. You just need to bring your body, heart, and soul, and an open mind. I know where I'll be spending my Tuesday night. And let's end off with some Mal Blum coming to town August 21st at KW Studios. Here is from their album Pity Boy, the song Gotta Go. We gotta go.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
You gotta go.
To Redgate tomorrow for making posters with CITR and Discorder. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Put a tack in the wall or let it fall to the floor. I don't care. Mean when you're sad that I still have what I have. It doesn't bother me much. It's just the way that it was. But what if it were not? What if I see you on the block? I won't stop. Put a tack in your hand, and then you close up your fist. You say, I want it like this, 'cause I don't try to resist. I wanna take off my skin, I wanna leave it behind. Then you can breathe out my mouth, then you can see through my eyes. Attacking myself, and I'll table it for later. Doesn't matter what you wanted, only
myself.